Recording live from the Northeast Georgia Business Radio X studio. This is Northeast Georgia Business Radio presented by Regions Bank. Embrace the FN life. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Welcome back, folks. Welcome back to another exciting edition of Northeast Georgia Business Radio. I'm your host, Tom Sheldon, and yeah, we're coming to you live from the beautiful Empower College and Career Center of Jackson County. I have with me today Darlene Carey, the Fox and the Farmhouse. Darlene, welcome to the Northeast Studio.
Thank you, Tom. I'm glad to be here.
How are you?
I'm good. It's a gorgeous day outside.
It is. Why are we in a studio right now?
I don't know. I guess we can cut it off pretty short, huh?
Well, we can wrap up anytime.
No, let's keep going.
We've got some things we got to talk about.
We sure do.
First of all, like a hidden gem. I don't think it's hidden anymore. In Barrow County, the Fox and the Farmhouse. Kind of a lodging, shall we say, a place to stay. I have no idea what I'm saying. Save me, Darlene.
Okay.
The Fox and the Farmhouse.
The Fox and the Farmhouse. So what we provide is lodging accommodations.
That's what I was looking for.
There you go.
Thank you.
All right. In the heart of Barrow County, as I consider it, is Winder, Georgia. So it's a home that was built in 1906, about 5,000 square foot.
Wow. And,
I know.
That's a huge house today.
It is. And so we have five suites that we rent, provide lodging, and in the heart of Winder.
Nice. Now, you don't really have like a hotel background. You have a totally different background.
I do.
Very impressive. You've told me before. You're a nurse.
I am.
You will always be a nurse.
I will always be
a nurse. It's
like
being an ex-Marine.
Right.
You're always a Marine. You may, quote unquote, be retired, but you are still a nurse.
I am always a nurse. And so just a quick background, I am a doctoral prepared nurse.
What does that mean?
So I have a doctorate of nursing practice.
Oh, wow.
So it's actually Dr. Carey, but
Darlene. I had no idea.
Right.
We will change that from now on. Respect.
Yeah, I appreciate that. 25 years, over 25 years, actually, of nursing leadership. Had a great time. Loved what I did with healthcare, working with patients, surgeons, et cetera. And then just one day, you know, I just really felt that pull to continue to make a difference in others' lives. And I certainly did that with my patients over all the years. Dan and I had the opportunity to do lodging accommodation, something that quite honestly I did it when I traveled. When I moved up here to Georgia, and this is years ago from Florida where I worked at Mayo Clinic. So I stayed at Airbnbs. Several of the hosts that I stayed at said, you know what, darling, you'd be really good at this.
You have the snack.
And so we just kind of did it as a side thing, you know, welcome people from all over the country, really, and in the world. We've actually had people from France and many other countries just to come stay in our home. When you're looking at it from a business model and thinking, you know, Do I really want to be just a weekend mom, wife, a Mimi? And what I mean by that is nursing leadership takes a lot to do that throughout the week.
Right.
So just looking at different business models, then realizing that, you know what, when I looked at my analytics projections, volumes and things like that, I realized that, wow, I think we can make this work.
You can make it happen.
Yeah.
Now, how long has Fox and the Farmhouse existed?
So the business model has actually existed for 2 years.
Okay.
And now we've been doing lodging accommodations before, but of course, as I retired as a nursing leader 2 years ago, I needed to see what that looked like from a small business perspective.
Right.
And so that's when the Fox and the Farmhouse was created.
Now, do you have a business background? You're putting together projections and plans. It sounds like you know what you're doing.
Well, I mean, it's honestly from healthcare. Throughout the years, the knowledge that I've gained when I left the hospital that was here in Lawrenceville, again, absolutely loved what I did. I had about 8 nursing units and several of the units that I was responsible for. So multi-million dollar budgets, totally understand budgets, projections, volume, understand that, value added, a lot of quality, a lot of detail, which I think worked, honestly, just fit right into a business
model. Sounds like it translated into what you're doing.
Absolutely. And then, of course, when you're at the bedside and you're at a patient or patient face front, it's really important to understand that you meet people of all kinds. You have to provide that, whether it's the patient or the business, surgeons, physicians, everything, other managers, directors, VPs, that you're working with a lot of people. And so it's about people.
Mm-hmm.
And so it fit into what's considered really hospitality.
Right.
And so that just, to me, it was perfect. It was hand in hand. It was the transition was almost seamless.
Now, the property that you have, you said 1906, mm-hmm. that was a homestead 100 and some odd years ago.
A long time ago. Mm-hmm.
I'm doing math in my head. It was a long time ago.
Yeah.
Now, did you already have that property?
Yes.
Oh, you already had it.
Yeah.
And you and then you envisioned it.
Right. So the interesting thing about that is we bought the property 5 years ago, and it was a home with not the idea of doing this.
You bought it to live in.
We bought it to live in, and we still live there.
Right.
You know?
You do live on the property.
Yes, we do.
Okay. No, keep going with that. That was good. Sorry to cut you off.
Yeah, no. So we bought the property 5 years ago with the intent, and what was interesting is we rented in Lawrenceville area because that's where the hospital in Lawrenceville that I worked at. So we wanted something a little bit further out.
Oh, yeah.
Something to where we can walk into town to a restaurant, a walkable, a community. It feels like a community. Interesting story about that. I was looking on just one of the apps for real estate, and I found this house, and my husband was doing the same. He said, hey, I want to show you one. I said, I want to show you one, too. It was the same house.
How about that?
So, yeah, it was great. So 5 years ago, and then it just, as I said, it just kind of turned into that.
So it's one home. How many rooms?
So let's see. Oh, my goodness. If I had to...
That you...
Yeah.
Rent out. I don't like the word rent, but
right. So
people stay in.
Yeah, right. Lodging accommodations.
Lodging,
yeah.
Yes.
So that is five suites.
And five suites. Okay.
Five suites, and each of those suites have kitchenettes.
Really?
Yeah.
This is a giant house.
It is. Like I said, each one of those have kitchenettes inside the suites. And the suites are all very large because you have to understand a home that was built that many years ago, they're pretty big.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and
well, 5,000 square feet.
Right,
wow.
Right. Yeah. Each has its own character. They each obviously have their own names.
Of course they do.
Yes.
Why wouldn't they? Did you name them? Or were they
already,
were they pre? Oh, okay.
I did name them. Yeah.
Well, now we got to know what they're named.
Okay.
I mean, let's call it what it is.
All right. So it is the Aspen, the Maple, the Birch, the Mahogany, and the White Oak.
Sounds like tree names.
It is. And there's a reason for that.
Native trees?
Yeah. Well, no, not necessarily native to Georgia. That kind of backs it up into where did the fox and the farmhouse come from?
That's a good point.
Okay.
Yes, good question.
And so let's start there with the name. I wanted, the house is strong. I mean, so it's been there for today, 118 years.
Right.
Just hard pine wood floors. And so you can just see that it is an old farmhouse from many years ago. Very sturdy. Just a strong platform. And so I knew that farmhouse had to be in the name of the business. If you know me, I like to have a little fun. You know, life is too short.
Absolutely.
And so
it is short.
That's where the fox came from, the fox in the farmhouse. It was just to not let life pass you by without enjoying it. Just a little play on words, really, just to have fun when we have our guests to come stay with us. You know, we want them to enjoy themselves, to be comfortable, and just take a deep breath and relax.
Now, each suite is a little bit different. Right?
It is. And so let me kind of go back to the name. And so
the reason,
so obviously the farmhouse, that's sturdy. I wanted the rooms to have just that reminiscent of the strength. And that's why they're all named after trees. If you think about it, so like the aspen suite, it has hints of golden hues from aspen trees, the aspen leaves. And so just a little bit about that. And it has different things that are, you know, specific to the aspen room. It has the king size bed, etc. The maple, of course, has little hints of orange. So I think of maple trees. And so like a burnt orange color. And so again, they all have just that feel of, and the birch is more of a lighter. So I'm looking at the woods of that birch tree and how you approach that. So again, they're all very different. They have their own personalities. And it's always interesting to me when people contact us for a booking, really, I think their personalities, they seem to gravitate toward what they feel comfortable in or what feels like they're connected to.
Darlene, we're going to take a real quick break. We're going to get one of our community partners in, and then we'll get back to talking about some suites.
Awesome.
One of our great community partners is RetireWise LLC. RetireWise analyzes your situation to make personalized recommendations that will build long and short-term strategies that will help you realize your retirement success. We all want to retire, and happily. So grow and protect your retirement savings so you can retire happy. Owner Sean Maloney provides a customized, proven, and holistic strategy designed to meet your goals and risk tolerance. Visit RetireWisePro.com. That's RetireWisePro.com and retire happy. Hey, and while you're at it, visit our new website, NEGABRX.com, to see all our great community partners. Darlene, you still there?
I am. I'm right here.
You didn't run off on me.
No, sir.
Of course, now, concerning the fox in the farmhouse, you do have a great place to run to.
I do.
I mean, if you really had to.
Yeah.
I've heard amazing. I've yet to see it. I need a tour.
Well, you know,
I'm dead serious.
Yeah, you need to come. Every year we always do an annual Christmas tour. And
now, I've heard about that.
I know, right? And so I think I've made it past 40 Christmas trees over the whole property.
Wow, by yourself?
Yes. Actually, wow. It takes me about a month and a half to do that, but
it's
awesome.
And a month I have to take them down.
Yeah, well, I don't. It comes down rather quick, actually.
But I've heard it be called basically a Hallmark movie come to life.
I'll take that.
I hear that from several people.
Yeah.
All you need is snow.
Right. Well, we'll have to think about that. I'll get Dan working on that.
Yeah, well, now, if he can pull that off. Dan is your husband,
Mr. Carey.
I believe he's what, a retired contractor,
he's a retired construction superintendent.
Superintendent. Now you're working him harder now than when he...
Oh, my gosh.
Now, I won't say he said that. No. But he has a lot to keep up with, too.
He does. And so if you think about it, it's a great model for us. And so
it really
what we're
is.
Doing, yeah. And then he is able to, anything as far as the property, the management of that physical environmental property, he's on it because he's got like 40 years of work experience in doing that.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Good luck to retirement there.
I'll let him know that.
Good luck. How far out do you stay booked? You stay booked pretty much all the time. I don't want to say all the time.
Right.
But you stay booked.
We do.
People love this place.
It is, and I am so happy for that, and I'm happy for them. And so we do stay booked about 4 to 6 weeks out. Certainly, matter of fact, one of our suites is already booked for the UGA games. Typically, by summertime, we're pretty booked. We might have a couple of weekend games open, but as a general rule, it's about 4 to 6 weeks that we are booked out.
How about that? Now, that's a weekend stay, a week. Is there a minimum?
No, there's no minimum. That is all week. That is through all the days, weekends, and through the week included, all year round. And, you know, we have people come for weddings. They come to visit family, obviously UGA games. And then we have a lot of program managers or project managers that are in town, whether it be construction or any other type of consulting. Sometimes they are staying during the week. And then, of course, they go home on the weekends.
Right.
And then you've got the weekend crowd folks that are visiting for a variety of reasons.
It's like a perfect combination.
I think so. It's working really well, Tom.
Is it a venue? Do people get married there?
No, we don't have that. No,
okay.
No venues. Although we've had a couple of people ask us about
that. I bet you have,
as well as different types of baby showers, different things. You know, that's certainly an additional platform.
Dan, I just found you more work there, buddy. Sorry.
But we'll have to think about that.
How big is the property? I know how big the house is.
Right. So the property is interesting. It is a triangular shape. So the property is half acre, you know, in downtown Winder.
With this giant house on it.
Right. And pecans and walnut trees.
Oh, wow. I bet I've driven past it and didn't realize what it was.
You probably have.
How long have you owned it?
Five years.
You said 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
I know I've driven past it.
You're going to have to come by, Tom.
I have to. Road trip. Producer shaking his head, yes. Now, you're doing something else with all your spare time.
Yes.
You've got something cooking, shall we say.
I do. And so let me tell you real quick about that. You know, let me preface it with Dan and I have always wanted to make a difference in the lives of others. That has been from the very beginning. Along with us fostering children, adopting children, we have 11 kids total, and kind of going along with that and continuing to make that difference in the lives of others is I am excited that to announce I am running for the school board, the Board of Education for District 6, which is in Winder.
Barrow County. That's a jump. Have you ever run for office before?
You know, I have not ever run for office. And so it is, you know, got a lot of great people supporting me and really understanding and guiding me on that campaign side of it.
Mm-hmm.
I certainly understand and know what my platform is as a conservative Republican. I know what it takes. Now, the interesting thing about that, Tom, you know, we've talked about that healthcare and all that experience mm-hmm. that I've gained, is certainly from a business model. But one of the best things that I've gained from that experience is stakeholder collaboration. You know, I can have my views, others can have their views, but knowing how to really talk and get along, move that needle from here to there is stakeholder collaboration. And that's really important. So with all the supporters and the people that are guiding me, and still that bottom platform is to make a difference, mm-hmm. you know, in kids and other people's lives. And for me, I think it's a natural progression.
Sounds like it.
Yeah.
Obviously, we're in a Business Radio X studio. We lean business.
Yeah.
I consider a very important part of business is education.
Mm-hmm.
The younger, the better.
Right.
Where do you see the future business in Barrow County? And do you think education is going to affect it?
I think the two should and must go together. You know, really understanding, because I can remember years ago, we would have people come to the school, different things to speak and talk about, but it really is important that all students understand commerce. Because if you look at the numbers, really there are more small businesses in the country than larger corporations.
The backbone of.
It is.
It is.
So really to have that understanding, you know, there's certainly, college is important. I mean, obviously I've done that. But having the students and to understand and to have them educated on the importance of business as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
That's incredibly important. They need to understand those business models because, quite frankly, when you look at the ones that do go to college, at some point in their life, they're going to be touched by business, whether work for someone mm-hmm. or they work for themselves.
You believe in the entrepreneur, I can't say that word, entrepreneurial spirit.
I do.
You own your own business.
Yeah. And you know what? So you can take that platform, you can be an advocate for yourself, but you can also be an advocate for others. Mm-hmm. And that's important because it's not just about us. You know, we can go through life doing many different things, but if we really don't change and impact others, what have we done?
Oh, I agree.
Yeah.
It's what you leave behind.
Yeah, it is. Absolutely.
I got to go back to what made you just jump in the ring.
Well, I don't think it was just jumping in the ring.
But Darlene, you don't have to do this.
No.
You've accomplished a lot in your life.
Yeah.
If you just took a step back, sat back and said, hey, I'm going to enjoy it, no one would blame you.
Yeah. You know, again, it comes from a basic premise of wanting to make the lives of others better. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And so that better is, I mean, as we know, it's not just about education. Okay.
Right.
There are so many things within the framework of being on the Board of Education. It's really understanding the city, the county, others. There's so many other platforms that are involved. And I really feel like I can make a difference for a positive, in a positive way for the community.
I'm with you.
All right. I appreciate that, Tom.
I can't vote for you. I don't live in Barrow County.
That's okay.
But I like what you're saying. I really like the fact that you realize that there is a huge relationship between business and education.
Mm-hmm.
Not everyone realizes that.
Yeah.
Whether they like it or don't like it, they just don't realize.
And you mentioned, where does that play in education?
Mm-hmm.
And I do think it comes in the beginning. It is very important that our children understand the connection.
Yeah.
Honestly, because being in business is connecting with the community.
If you do it right. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
We are the community.
Right.
It's an awesome place to be.
Good deal. There's websites.
Yes.
We've got a website for Fox and the Farmhouse.
Right.
What is that? Or did I just say it?
Yeah, thefoxandthefarmhouse.com.
.com.
Right.
And now you have your own for your campaign.
I do. Obviously, there's Facebook as well, so I do have that platform.
Okay.
But it's Darlene Carey for BOE.com.
For Board of Education, BOE.
Right. Yeah. It's exciting, Tom. It really is.
You are on LinkedIn. You are on Facebook.
Yes.
When is your election?
All right. So that's a great question. Early voting starts on April the 29th. Election day is May the 21st.
May 21st.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is that a primary for some or is that the end all be all?
This is the end all be all
for
Board of Education for this, you know, election.
Right. For
cycle.
This election cycle.
Yeah. Pretty excited about it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Putting the yard signs out?
I am doing that. But also one of the important things is when we talked about connecting with the community,
mm-hmm.
I know a lot of people in the community, but I don't know everybody. So one of the things that I think is very traditional, and I am a traditional mindset, is I think canvassing is important. So
it is.
I'm putting in a lot of miles, and rightly so, because I've got a lot of supporters. There's no way I can ask someone to do something I'm not willing to do myself.
No, I'm with you on that.
And so a lot of canvassing
lead
and meeting
by example.
The neighbors. Yeah, yeah.
It's so important. Well, Darlene, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you, Tom, for having me.
If we got it all in, the producer's going to play my music really loud. It's all right. Folks, hey, check The Fox and the Farmhouse out, thefoxandthefarmhouse.com. And then also, hey, check Darlene out, DarleneCarey. Darlene Carey, Board of Education. Google that. You'll get it. I'm running out of time. I'm Tom Sheldon. We'll talk to you soon.
Life is full of ifs, but if you want to cash flow like a pro and get paid up to 2 days early, safeguard against surprises and supercharge your savings, Regions Life Banking makes it possible.
Regions Bank, embrace the if in life.
Regions Bank, member FDIC.